The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3412. Today, we're going to do the last character look from the Ahsoka series. We're going to talk about Ahsoka herself and what we learned about her as a result of the events of the Ahsoka series. And the answer, actually, is not really a heck of a lot. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So previously we've done looks at the various characters in the Ahsoka series and talked about what we learned about these characters as a result of the events of the Ahsoka series, but there's one character that we haven't yet talked about, and that's Ahsoka herself. We were saving her for last, and now it's time to talk about her, but the fact of the matter is that we didn't actually learn a lot that's new about her. So think back to the two times that we saw her in live action previous to this. The most recent time was in the Book of Boba Fett, where she's hanging out on Ossus, where Luke is rebuilding a Jedi temple and a new Jedi Academy, right? She's there checking in on Grogu and keeping the Mandalorian away from Grogu, but just kind of giving some general counsel to Luke and saying, yeah, I'll probably see you again soon, maybe, and then booking it. But yeah, you know, nothing new there. And then the time before that, in season two of The Mandalorian, when she was tracking down Morgan Elspeth and saying, where is Grand Admiral Thrawn? So one thing we can probably say is that she's getting good at detective work, because I can guarantee you there's no way Morgan Elspeth would have said anything about her suspicions about the whereabouts of Grand Admiral Thrawn to Ahsoka Tano. And Ahsoka does not strike me as the kind of person who would have been trying to crack somebody with force powers the way that Kylo Ren was trying to crack into Rey's memory, for example, just to give you one example. Yeah, like I said, example. Anyway, so that means that she had to find out about Arcana on her own and about that map situation. That probably also means that Ahsoka was aware or learned somehow that Morgan Elspeth was a Dathomirian and possibly a Night Sister, but it doesn't look like Morgan Elspeth could actually use magic, so yeah, I guess there's sort of a limit to, you know, whether you could really call her a Night Sister in that regard, I guess. Point being, this would have to have been detective work on Ahsoka's part. So that at least is reasonably impressive to know. Another thing that we know about her is that she must have, if Ray Stevenson's character Baylan Skoll was talking about how they told stories of the pathway to Peridia at the Jedi Temple when people were younglings and whatnot, you would imagine that Ahsoka Tano would have had to hear the same kinds of stories. And the same stories about the Purrgil and their migration habits and whatnot. We know from other storytelling that she has already made one attempt to go after Ezra Bridger to try to find him, and that Sabine Wren was a part of that mission, and that they went to the unknown regions to look for him, basically. But we don't know any more than that. But, you know, clearly, Peridia is not in the unknown regions. It's entirely in another galaxy altogether, and you don't necessarily get the idea that Ahsoka realized that, but certainly it seems to be a possibility that she suspected that, considering the actions that she took, you know, as we see her at the beginning of the series. Still a lot of supposition, though. Really, the only thing that we learn about Ahsoka over the course of the series is that she took on Sabine Wren as a Padawan at one point, and based on other storytelling, we get the idea that that was happening while she was on the first attempt at finding Ezra Bridger. Like, the two of them did this together. They did it after the events of the Great Purge of Mandalore and the Night of a Thousand Tears. And of course, that Ahsoka eventually discontinued the training, that she walked away, abandoned Sabine, depending on how you want to put it, just basically said, yeah, I'm not going to train you anymore. This is not going the way that it's supposed to go. Beyond that, We don't know what she's been up to. I mean, we're talking about 10 years of galactic time between the Battle of Lothal, which happened not long after the events of the World Between Worlds episodes, where Ezra rescued her out of Malachor and then dropped her back into Malachor after Vader had left. So, you know, from there to season two of The Mandalorian, there's just about a decade of lost time, and all we really know is that there was a brief period where she tried to train Sabine and it didn't work out. They tried to find Ezra once and it didn't work out, and otherwise, that's it. The only other thing that we can kind of infer is that she must have been in some kind of regular contact with Hera Syndulla, because when she says hi to Hera in the events of the Ahsoka series, Hera's like, hey, it's been a long time. Oh my gosh, what are you doing here? Or anything like that. There's no indication that there's been a significant time difference between the last time these two saw each other. So yeah, that you could infer that maybe they've had some doings together over the past couple of years. And you can probably bet that they've talked about Ezra during those occasions as well. But yeah, that's it. I mean, I wish there was more. If you think that there's more that we learned about Ahsoka as a result of the events of the series, share them with me, please, and share them with other people who might be checking this out, whether at a blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com, or if you're catching this on YouTube, comment section's right there. Please let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.